Who the Wild Things Are with Ryan McGuire.
You gotta listen to your body.
Oh my God, maybe, you know, I could get out there. I could do this.
Let's take a ride. Find your wild side. Real stories. See with your own eyes.
It's so beautiful.
I'm gonna have the best time out here.
Yeah, I was in tears. I was just like, that's the best, man.
Welcome back to Who the Wild Things Are. My name is Ryan McGuire, and I'm here to bring you conversations with the most wild folks on the planet. If you're enjoying the podcast, please leave us a rating and review on your podcast platform of choice. And if you enjoyed the episode, share it with a friend. Appreciate you guys. Let's get it going.
Check one, check two, check three. Check it, check it, check it. Is this thing on? All right, I think we're good. Welcome back, y'all. This is a two-part series where I oddly talk to myself in front of a camera. Like I said, never done a solo podcast really, but we're doing this two-part series here. This is part two of two, and it is the 2024 outlook. Part one is focused on racing and endurance sports. Part two, which is this one. Part two is going to be focused on adventures and wilderness classes. Those are kind of the two ways that I think about my life, either through like the racing lens or the wilderness lens, because that's the stuff I love to do. So let's get into it. So this one's all about adventures and things like that. I actually leave tomorrow for a backcountry splitboarding adventure. That is a lot of what my winter adventures are looking like this year, a lot of splitboarding, backcountry snowboarding. But I really want to get into the meat and the potatoes of the adventure season. So we're going to start in, let's start in April. So in April, I am planning on heading down to the Bruja Bushwhack, which is an adventure race put on by one of my friends, Rick Spicer, through Packrat Outdoor Center. Essentially, it's this really cool like adventure kind of race where you've got to use different outdoor skills to move through the landscape, and it's a really cool event. A lot of my friends go every year. I have never made it, so I'm going to go down this year. I think I'm just going to be helping out. I don't think I'll be taking part in the actual race itself, but I'll be there. Say hi to me if you're there, and yeah, let's drink a beer, talk about I don't know, raccoon tracks or something. Okay, so that is April 2024, and moving into May, going to be doing a lot of camping, but the first wilderness skills trip that we run into is the weekend of the 25th and 26th of May. It's going to be a three-day course, so Friday, Saturday, Sunday, 24th through the 26th. I'm going to be up there early doing a scouting trip for another course, but the actual three-day survival skills course is from the 24th to the 26th. That's in Cripple Creek, Colorado. On that course, the things we're looking at are going to be all the basic wilderness survival skills that you need in order to feel more connected, more comfortable in the landscape. So think about sourcing and purifying water, identifying wild plants, learning how to build shelters, learning how to cook over the fire and create fire from friction, all those sorts of primary skills that are going to help you not only stay alive, but also gain a deeper connection with nature. If any of that sounds appealing to you, definitely check out the course, which is listed both. You can go through my bio and go to wildrideoutdoors.com. Ultimately, that's going to redirect you to the Survival University, which is who we're running through a lot of these courses through this year. And at the survivaluniversity.com, just look for the three-day survival skills course with your boy Ryan McGuire. Sign up for it, 24th to the 26th. You won't forget about it because it's going to be an amazing, amazing experience. So that is the first course of the year. The second survival adventure kind of course that we're going to be doing is here on June 25th, 26th. Excuse me, cut that, get that out of there. The second one is going to be June 14th to the 16th. This is a really cool one. This is the first time we've done this. We're doing a yoga and earth skills combined retreat. So we're going to have people on this beautiful swath of land, and the whole weekend we're going to be connecting to the land and also to our bodies through the practice of yoga. That is going to be co-taught by my friend Kirst Ferguson. She's an amazing yoga teacher. She's going to be there teaching the yoga. I'm going to be there teaching the earth skills. You're going to get the chance to craft, make things with your hand from the natural landscape. You're going to learn how to forage, going to learn all different skills that really lead into this like envelope of nature connection. And with that, we're going to pile on the connection through yoga. So yoga and earth skills, 14th through the 16th. If you're someone that likes yoga and you're like, man, I really want to learn more about nature, or you're really into nature and you're like, ah, I could probably use some yoga, this is the course for you. We're going to be doing a lot of on-hands work. We're going to be doing a lot of crafting around the fire, eating good, morning light yoga. It's going to be amazing, and I'm hoping you guys can make it. After that, I've got a private course and a little trip to Ohio. And then in July, our first course of July is going to be the primitive running course with Matt Graham. So Matt and myself are going to be leading a 5-day expedition through the backcountry. And the purpose of it is to run and move through the land and carry only minimal gear and enjoy the landscape and live as closely to the land as possible. So if you're a runner and you're like, I want to learn more about the natural world, get rid of some of this gear, this is a great course for you. If you're not a runner and you're like, man, I'm really just getting into this, hit me up. Let's talk about it. A lot of people get scared. They're like, I'm not really a runner. You can be a beginning runner and be on the primitive running course. I actually think that might be better because those folks are ready to learn. And that's really what it's all about. We're all just trying to learn more and take in the experience. So again, this is going to be that like July 4th weekend. So it's going to be July 3rd to July 7th. After that, we're going to do, we have a tentative class here in Conifer, Colorado, July 13th, 14th weekend. That one I cannot talk about too much yet because I don't have the info. And then, yeah, a lot of personal adventures that I'll be doing with friends after that. But those are the main courses that are available right now. All of these courses you can check out on wildrideoutdoors.com. That's WYLDRYDE outdoors.com. Or you can always check it out on thesurvivaluniversity.com. I'm teaming up with Survival University, Jess and Jason, this year. We're all going to be running courses on some beautiful land throughout Southern Colorado. It is breathtaking. So definitely check those courses out. Once that course season kind of ends, I go back to a lot of those personal adventures that I spoke about on episode one. And that is how I'm going to go into the end of my year. Well, that's really how I'm going to go into hunting season. Once hunting season starts, I'll have a bunch of other adventures and trips based around the hunts. But until the draws come out for that and we make our plans for hunts, that is all I have for you guys at this moment. Okay, so the dates for those three courses. We have one in May. That is going to be the 3-day survival skills course. That is May 24th to May 26th. In June, we have our yoga and earth skills adventure. That is going from the 14th to the 16th of June. And then finally in July, we have our primitive runner, which is going to be July 3rd to July 7th. All of those are going to be here in Colorado. Hit me up if you have any questions about the trips, figuring out which one's right for you. I would love to see you guys out there. Trust yourself and go ahead and do something nice for yourself. Get yourself a little adventure in the woods. I know sometimes it can feel weird booking like trips like this when you're not really sure what to expect, but the way I think about it is where else would you be spending your time, money, attention? Is it ultimately going to suit you better to get into nature and learn from someone, or is it going to be better to go spend your money elsewhere? Me personally, I'm always taking courses from other instructors, trying to get into these experiences where I'm learning from other people and furthering my connection with nature. So that's all I got for you guys on this episode. This is episode 2 of 2 for the 2024 outlook on Who the Wild Things Are. We will see you guys next time. Stay wild.